on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Happy hour.
Happy hour. Thursday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
It's cold outside as well.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's an indoor happy hour. It's not an outdoor
Yeah, we're not out at the patio like we'd like to be.
You're listening to us on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. At Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS.
Well done. You're getting so good at that.
I am. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is at 1700 Champ. Nothing going on except for Coach's Show. So don't let me. I need to do that. Hold on. Flip that around.
Oh, the little post-it reminder. Yep.
We're going to get to hear Mr. Ben Jacobson after a big win last night. So. He'll have his coach's show on right after our show tonight.
Excellent.
Talk a little bit about our three sponsors, BetMGM, Laser Home Services, and Northwest Bank.
Northwest Bank, absolutely.
We will talk more about them as we move along with the program. And do it, you know, it was funny. So I had a meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. Went really well. We are still... they have a couple of things to do during their, how they do their budget year is off. So their budget year.
Are you speaking of another possible, sponsor?
Yes.
For the Steen on Sports Show?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
So it went really well. And one of the things that I always say when we're trying to introduce people to the show and trying to do advertising is, hey, you can tell people if they want to come on the show, we're more than happy to have you.
Yeah.
We are.
Six segments to fill. So,
My ego is very low when it comes to talk radio. But I had a lot of fun doing that yesterday. Talked about a ton of stuff on the show. You've known me long enough now. I got into one of those modes where I was all over the place yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Grandpa's like, oh, I like that segment. And then it was like, I think I might have lost him for a couple.
I didn't know. He texted, Grandpa texted my wife and said that you were on a roll and you had a good show. So
yeah, it was just one of those things. And I'm going to kind of lead with, I was talking about women's sports and I was talking about a lot of other things. The biggest one is yesterday, for some odd reason, on my social media feed, was a bunch of 70s, early 80s pictures of stuff. Rockford Files Camaro.
No, it was a Firebird, actually.
Firebird, okay.
Excuse me, Trans Am. It wasn't the high-end Firebird. So.
And a Stretch, what was his name?
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
I got the Stretch Monster because we didn't have Stretch Armstrong money, evidently. But I did get a Stretch Animal of some sort, so...
But it was just a bunch of 70s stuff, and it brought me back, you know, that kicks me back into a time growing up that I didn't like, and a time now I wish I could go back.
Right, exactly.
But I want to go back. I want the full prize. I want to go back knowing what I know and be able to keep going.
Yes, things would be way different.
Yeah.
Way different.
So different. Not even to make money, just... Where I could, I get like five times that I could hit myself on the head and go, don't do that.
Well, exactly. Or put those last two drinks down and actually finish the homework and actually finish the class
and maybe go to class.
I wasn't going to go there. Going to go there. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
I worked hard, though. I didn't put as much into my studies as I should. Exactly. But it was just kind of all over the board. But it generated a lot about... and I wish you could have been here. You would have been a big part of the conversation. Our friend groups and how awesome our friend groups are with bold, dynamic, loving, caring.
Oh, absolutely.
Women. I mean, it's
massively. Yes.
It's unbelievable. And it changes a lot because in a weird way, they like the same things we do, or we like the same. I mean, they love to watch football games and they love to watch sports, and it's just different. And
yeah, our group is there's a different, each pocket is kind of represented, if you will. I guess, but personality wise, we're parents. We're parents of athletes, and we've addressed that before.
Right.
I mean, it's what brought us together was, you know, 8-year-old baseball, for Pete's sake.
Our kids all went to different schools.
Right.
And we still are together all the time.
Right.
It's pretty cool. But it was that kind of day yesterday. And I didn't want to talk about the Iowa State Kansas game, and I didn't want to, you know, it was just okay.
Yeah. That was, yeah. We're not talking about that game. No. No.
And I didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, BetMGM reminded me, but they don't want to talk about it. They just said, thanks, see you next time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
If we go back and we replay this, because you're supposed to put it on the podcast so people can re-listen to our amazingly entertaining shows.
On that point, I have them
their main players. I mean, it's money in the bank.
Two of their main players. I didn't say money in the bank. Oh, I told you to take the under.
To aid you, let's roll the tape back. Yeah,
under.
No, yeah, that's boring.
But you would
have
won.
Have a set. And bet. No, if I would have bet the way, never mind.
Oh.
But that's why we love BetMGM, because you know what? It's a lot of fun.
Right. It is a lot of fun. And it here we go. It changes the way you watch sports.
Right.
You're yelling at the TV, not because, see, that's.
Or texting obscenities to your bestest buddy in the world. Yeah.
Saying what? And your bestest buddy going, I don't remember saying that.
Yes, it does.
That is the best thing about sports betting, BetMGM, whatever you, however you want to look at, and whoever you use, is I get frustrated when I'm watching my favorite team and they're not playing well, and I get overly excited when they do play well.
I thought we were going to talk about the Kansas game, but
no. And when I'm watching on stuff I sports bet on, I'm doing is, oh, don't score that. Oh, I need you guys. I don't care who it is. I need you to score.
It does.
The way. I mean, I'm not as angry after losing money as I am angry after losing a basketball game that I'm not playing in, but I'm rooting for. I'm much angrier and in a bad mood.
Well, that was a discussion we had at work, talking about from the evolution of fantasy football into now the betting apps, where Josh at work and I were talking, and he's like, it's interwoven. He goes, there's so many games that I'm worried about now, where it used to be, he's a Niners fan. So he'd watch the Niners. He'd either be happy, be sad, but then you were done. Same thing with me. But now I have three TVs going. I'm watching all the games. I've got sons and nephews and niece and wife and everybody, because even the wife and everybody is, they're on the fantasy team. And then it's, you know, the, maybe not on our app or somebody else's app, but there is a lot of interaction going with the NFL.
It's so,
and it's even more the NFL with college stuff. It just makes it a lot of fun.
It's so much easier to root for a player than it is to root for a team.
I agree,
man. It just is. I mean, it just, and you know, and you'll get the, well, you just shouldn't let it affect you that much. I go, seriously, folks, do you know what fan is? It's from fanatics.
As you say, it's short for fanatical. Exactly.
That's what it does.
But with that being said, as we've always talked about this, and it's a tagline on the end of the MGM app when we say it, it's seriously, it's $5 here, $10 there. Is it's not life encompassing.
Okay, you're winking at me. Am I supposed to do
something?
No,
really. No, I'm doing the help me sign, whatever. But no, it's we have fun with it, and it is, as we always say, you only can bet as much as you can afford to lose. It's a lot of fun. If it becomes, and you know, my wife with that half a grin will look at me and go, you're not doing it right. I mean, I'm like, honey, seriously, you can look at it. It's $10 here, $20 there. It just, I need to stop listening to you as I point my finger in a radio show to my, what do I call you, my co-host? Or am I the, I tell people you're Johnny Carson and I'm Ed McMahon, so whatever I am to you.
I like that. See, that gets us back to old times again. What I try to tell the boys, and I try to do myself, say the same to you, you have to be able to not be any more excited on your losses as you are on your wins.
Right.
So if you don't go overboard celebrating a win, then you won't be catastrophically taken apart on a loss.
Okay, this is so funny because there's like a new psyche that has come to the forefront that I've noticed with many people is with the wagering apps, you will take your team and you'll go, okay, I can't bet on my team because if I do that, then that's bad karma and then they're automatically going to lose. So they'll go out and they'll put a $10 bet for their team to lose.
Nope, I do it all the time.
Exactly. So it's when my team wins, I'm great because my team won. We're having all these. I don't care about the $10 loss. But it's like, okay, my team lost, but I did make $19 off of this. So I'll just go ahead and I'll buy myself a Taco Tuesday or something like that. I mean, it's the justification of, well, I can't bet for them. They'll automatically lose. So.
Yeah, I mean, we were playing at, Iowa State was playing football at Oklahoma, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna bet Oklahoma to win, and cover, and they didn't, and they still won, right. But they didn't cover, so that was a
double win. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay, there you go.
So yeah, we try to find all kinds of crazy ways to do that. Okay, so we are almost two full days removed from a story that broke right in our last two segments on
Tuesday.
Your thoughts on Brian Flores and your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins as of today.
As of today, it's an uncomfortable thought. I'll start with the Dolphins.
Okay.
And specifically Stephen Ross. The biggest thing that people are starting to focus on is not the Brian Flores deal. Starting to focus on the I will pay you to lose.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you have brought it up many a time that the complete fingers laced together between wagering, Las Vegas, sports books, the NFL, how the two are almost linked. They need each other so bad. Now you're starting to talk about an owner that is saying to change the outcome of the game.
And cutting players and
right.
You know, not to field a team. And okay. Roger Goodell.
Right.
If you're an owner in the National Football League and you're already scared of Roger Goodell is not the ownership group of a casino.
Oh, exactly.
Little bit exactly. Different people. Roger Goodell can't do anything to you except for fine you.
Okay, well, how much...
Those guys can do that, but it's F-I-N-D, not F-I-N-E. D.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the biggest thing that is starting to solidify in whether it's rumor or the talking heads on other stations, national stuff like that, is how are they going to force the takeaway? They're going to take away the team from Steven.
I think so, too.
I mean, it's...
I think you have to.
Okay.
I think, and I'll tell you you finish your point.
But
then
that's where it's leading to. You know what? You're going to give me a $10 bet every time that goes off. So, but no, it's the whole. I guess I need to do some more research of how this is going to go down, because does it take the other owners to vote him out? Does there have to be litigation against him for doing that? You know, impropriety. I mean, what? Or is it just, hey, man, people are talking bad about you. We don't want you to own anymore. You can't do that.
No, but what you can do is, and if he wants to, it's his team and his money.
Right.
So if he wants to do something like that, what they'll get him on is the defamation of the shield of the NFL.
Yes.
The other thing that's going to get him, and if it was me, even though fans and that, we know what he's doing. We didn't know what he was telling them to lose, but you can tell on some of these teams when, you know, they're not putting anything into it, right. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars or somebody like that.
Not putting the resources toward getting better.
I would put a class action lawsuit as a season ticket holder and saying, you need to come out and say this is what you're doing. I mean, look us in the face and say, this is what we're doing. We're gonna tank for a couple of years because of my fault or who I had running the team. we're in a heap of trouble here, and we got to get out of it. And this is how we're going to do it.
Right.
Because you shouldn't be charging full prices. But that still doesn't get them out of the trials and tribulations of
it's gonna gambling. It's going to get nasty. It's going to get even more with the allegations. The lawyers who are on the opposite side of Flores and his lawyers, and that's another weird way to look at this. It's not Brian Flores. It's him creating a class action lawsuit, which means he wants more people to jump on with him.
Right. And he's going to get more people to jump on.
In which he's already started.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you know, if he's saying defamation of who he is, those lawyers are like, all right, then we're going to talk to your wife. We're going to talk to, if you got a girlfriend, we're going to talk to your girlfriend. We're going to talk to the, I mean, they are going to upend his life. And I mean, I'm sure he's aware of that.
Yep.
There was a lot of talk before he did this, but this is going to get dirty. This is going to get ugly. And this is going to go on for quite a while.
And I heard some people yesterday, Clay Travis being one, and man, I went, not that I just, every time he tweeted something, I just went in and go, are you, I mean, I'd counterpoint him and go, are you serious?
Right.
His biggest thing was, hey, he's still in the running for two of these jobs. And I'm like, that shows you right there. He's not doing this as a publicity stunt.
Right.
He believes this.
Right.
He thinks that he has been wronged and other people before him have been wronged, and he's willing to give up his career over it.
We will come directly back to this, but I saw an interview with Brian Flores this morning, and this is not about him.
And
this,
if they think they can get him on a stand and mess him up. Mm-mm.
He used the phrase, not my DNA, and he means it.
Yep. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott and I will be back right after this commercial break.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. Man, we are almost to the weekend. We're getting close.
Getting very close.
One more day, Friday. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, too. I mean, nice in general terms of not 10 degrees below zero.
Yeah, I heard 38. So
that's like 90.
We drive a black vehicle, and so it'll be wonderful.
No doubt.
With that on Saturday. But you know what? It's going to be all good.
What are you doing on Saturday?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
We've had this discussion.
I got to say this stuff or I'm not going to remember it.
Oh, yeah,
you are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Cham, and at @HappyHour_SS if you want to check that out. Facebook is 1700 The Champ or at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. Only thing that I have outstanding is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, and they weren't up on the system yet, so I couldn't do them today.
Dude.
Actually, I did them last night. So all the podcasts are up.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, good. Because Josh was asking me
for
work buddy was asking me some stuff, and I said, oh, you need to hear the state, because he goes, how did you dance around when we first start, you know, at the race card? How did you dance around it? Because he goes, that's got to be hard. I said, we were eloquent, and but it was, you just can't go out there with both barrels blazing of, this is my opinion. You've got to be open-minded.
And I'll get to our sponsors here in just a second. That was a really interesting thing. I got a phone call from a friend afterwards.
Really?
And he said, it's really interesting how you guys did that. He goes, here's the one thing that we have to remind everybody too, that what Brian Flores is saying
is a
race issue. The other part of that, you know, with the owners and all of that isn't, because you can't really, you're talking, he said, this is a really tough part. You're talking millionaires fighting with billionaires. It doesn't fit that. And I'm like, well, we didn't say it either way. It's sports. And I wanted, he's an African-American coach.
Right.
And, you know, it's so different in the NFL. It should be so different, because being in a sports league that's 85% African-American, you would think that it would be just logically,
right,
it would be different. We'll get to that here in just a second. Let's pick one here. We'll pick Northwest Bank, because we were talking about Travis in the break. So Northwest Bank.
Yes.
Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. have all kinds of locations across the state of Iowa, mostly up in the northwest
part of the state.
There you
weird,
go.
Huh?
Yeah,
Omaha,
three in Omaha. I chuckle because the bank's so good they don't need somebody to tell how good it is. But I'm going to do it anyway because I like how they go at the banking thing. Sometimes when you have a big corporate bank that's got right. all over the country, they don't take into consideration, everybody can be different. And I mean, they're looking at everybody as just a number.
Right.
And Northwest Bank doesn't do that. Now they look at numbers, but they don't, that's not the only thing that they look at.
Right.
And if you go in, tell them Steen sent you and you open up your account, what they're going to do is they're going to look not at you, but they're going to look at what you need and what you currently have. And maybe, you probably don't need that because we could do this. I mean, that's right. what they're doing. They're trying to get to take your banking needs down. And this was always my mom and dad's thing. When I lay my head down to go to sleep at night, I don't want to think about money.
Right.
And that's what Northwest Bank will do for you.
Right.
Because if you think about money before you lay down at night, you won't sleep. Because
yeah. And when you said it earlier, it's as far as a number deal with them. When the number they're looking at is age. Right. If you're a 20-something-year-old and you want to do the app and you want to do technology and online, I mean, all these different ways of not actually interacting with somebody, you can do that.
Yep.
But if you are an older generation person and you want to sit down and talk about things and then take care of 5 minutes worth of banking, you can do that.
You probably have one. I have one. Nana. Nana's hands-on. She wants hands-on. She wants to write stuff down. My wife is the same way.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to write stuff down. And when I watch the two of them, when they do stuff, two peas in a pod, man, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It is hilarious. But then you have Zach, Andrew, and Nate, who've never seen a checkbook right. and don't carry cash.
Right.
But they have all kinds of how they've done it. Is they distinguish things in their wallet on what they do. Oh, I use this for gas. I use this for fun. Right. I use this to pay bills. And then at the end of the month, I pay them all off. It's a pretty good way to do things for young men.
But to get back to Northwest, they're going to play, adapt to the game you want to play.
Right. And that's the great thing about them. Member FDIC. Okay. So
where were we?
Where were we? Talking about Brian Flores.
Yep.
So today, he had to weather the storm today. So it was his day yesterday, and today you get rebuttals.
Mm-hmm.
First rebuttal out of the chute today, John Elway saying, I wasn't drunk or hungover. We flew out late. We were coming to see him. And I looked at that, and I'm a huge John Elway fan. I'm like, John, you need to be more professional than that. You're in the ownership group of a football team.
Right.
If your person that you're interviewing thinks that of you, that's the way you look,
right.
It's not his fault. It's your fault. Stephen Ross coming out and saying, there's no way this is true. Dude, you've lost yours. Nobody's believing you anyway.
No.
You know, and.
Well, it comes down to. Flores was saying scenarios, when it happened, how it happened, of you want me to do? You go on vacation, I'll pay you $100,000 for a loss. You know, and it's in the interview I saw with Flores, it was, I can't do that. I'm not doing that to my players. I'm not doing that. I can't look in the mirror. That's not in my DNA to go out and lose. I'm putting a product out here with the best that I can he's being very true to himself as he says it. So, yes, to listen to the one side, they're saying one way. Like I said, it's not going to be, unless there's tapes,
right.
of how this went down or whatever, to show that it's going to become he said, she
but
said.
But how he is eloquently
controlled. He's very controlled.
Very controlled in stating his case.
Yes.
Everybody else is flying off the deep end and just shouting and saying that.
Exactly.
We've been around stuff long enough. We're both pretty old. When people do that, I mean, I catch myself doing it. When I catch myself doing that, a customer or something, it's because I know I'm wrong.
Right.
And you're trying to figure something out. So what a lot of people were saying about Brian Flores is saying, well, what's his discrimination? And this is really, this really caught me, because he's like, he's been a football coach, he makes money, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's not just about Brian Flores. Brian Flores comes from a tree of different coaches,
right,
who we went through yesterday, Jim Caldwell. There's a lot of them,
right,
that have been wronged, and not getting a fair interview because of the Rooney Rule. And I think that's the funniest thing, I guess, is the NFL had to put a rule in place that's really stupid, mm-hmm, that you have to do this. And the reason that you have to do this, it wasn't even to get them a job. It was so they could at least go through the interview process.
Right.
And then they made a mockery of the interview process. So it was never, the NFL never, the Board of Governors never came out and said, we're doing this so we can get African-American assistant coaches head coaching jobs. The Rooney Rule was put in place so these well-qualified African-American coaches
got an opportunity,
would actually understand what it's like to go through, right, the interview process, right, to be able to get a job. And, you know, somebody said today, he's like, well, he's had a job, and he got fired from that job. And my quick Twitter response was, 75% of the smartest people in the National Football League and around had no idea why. Now, you and I have had this conversation before.
For quite some time.
I would have told, if you had an ownership or a general manager, I would have went to Brian Flores and said, here's the deal. I love how you have this team and everybody, like, I do not get complaints. And you're a defensive-minded head coach. You need to sit down with somebody, and we need to get somebody in here that is adequately, say that for me.
Adequately,
thank you. Prepared to help Tua be the best of what Tua can be, because, right, he's not leaving, and I don't want you leaving. And I don't know if Brian, if Brian Flores would have agreed to that. I mean, he comes from a coaching tree that had Tom Brady for 22 years. You didn't have to do anything.
Right.
Tom Brady was already on top of it doing. Tua's third year in the league.
He needs guidance. He needs
And that's all I said to you is, if all of your money, because you're paying Tua a heck of a lot more money than you're paying Brian Flores. That was mine. Right. It had nothing to do with, you know what it had to do? I was discriminating against defensive coordinators as head coaches, which, right, I have done this entire hiring process.
Right.
If you're a defensive coordinator, get a defensive coordinator job and make them pay you a ton of money. And stay out of the rest, because this league's different, and you know it's different because you're a defensive coordinator. It used to be, I still see those crazy pictures of Lynn Swan and Terry Bradshaw and all these guys getting hit coming across the middle.
Right.
You can't touch anybody anymore. So this is an offensive league.
I agree.
But then, so, because trust me, my first six responses when I said that today were people saying, well, you wanted Brian Flores fired too. I did, not for being an African-American coach.
That's good.
Nothing for anything. I wanted him fired because he wasn't paying attention to his biggest asset, and that's his quarterback.
But I also think there was dissension because he didn't want the asset.
Right.
But
that's not
when you're.
But that's not his job either.
Exactly. When mother company says, hey, here's what you get, make the most of it. I think you said on Tuesday, you had heard that there was ownership and management weren't happy with him. The locker room wasn't happy with
him. Yeah. And I think the whole locker room thing might have been a fabrication from the others, but you just don't know.
Right.
It's just a delicate situation that even.
Yeah, as things evolve, I can see that.
Day two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day two, I don't think did a really good job of a lot of people that I think a lot of people look bad today. And the really funny thing, I think most radio people and most social media people get it.
Yeah.
But there's some who get paid on hits,
yeah,
and saying stuff that he knows people will get hits. I just kept sending him stuff. He never sent me anything back. I'm a nobody. I get that. I'm just like, explain it to me. I'll tweet and say you're right, but I don't see how you can explain what you're saying. It just doesn't work that way. The world doesn't work that way. And I don't know. Maybe it's because we're in Iowa. Some of these things that are happening just doesn't make sense to me.
No, I agree. I just, my fear is I've always thought it was either going to be Jacksonville or Miami, that one of those two franchises was going to be the one to get moved to London. I'm like, oh, good Lord.
Well, you know, that's one of their biggest things too, was when Shad Khan got the Jacksonville Jaguars. And today, just saying how poorly run that organization is as well. Because I'm not saying the Dolphins are poorly run. I mean, below your owner, I think they have a lot of good pieces. But when your owner is whatever, you know, he's out, you know, all this stuff going on. He's out on a yacht, his $900 million yacht.
Right.
I'm like, well, that looks good, you know, when people are seeing you.
But
Jacksonville.
That's his life. He doesn't know any different. So he pays people to take care of it.
Jacksonville. So the person that they wanted, it was Byron Leftwich.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Leftwich is an African-American coach and is with the Jacksonville. He's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
When Tom Brady was leaving, even Tom Brady said, if somebody doesn't hire him, they're crazy. I mean, to the point where, you know, they're going, Bruce Arians isn't going to stay around for very long. They'll switch positions because
keep him.
Bruce Arians wants to keep Byron Leftwich. But everybody that's gone down and interviewed with Jacksonville said, I'm not working with Trent Baalke. We think he is the problem, and that is everybody. And Shad Khan won't get rid of him. And Byron Leftwich said, this is my guy. Let him interview, see what you think. If not, then maybe we can agree on somebody else, and I'll come there. I want to come to Jacksonville. I want to work with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to come work for Trevor Lawrence. I'm not letting that guy ruin something because he doesn't know what he's doing, which is the overall evaluation of him in the National Football League.
Right.
That he's there because when the owner says something, he'll just go do it. Well, that's another problem. And the last thing, and we'll move on, is everybody, the last thing that somebody said today is, well, they just hired two black general managers. I'm like, that's the only way this changes. But it can't be 2 of 32. It needs to get to 16 of 32. There's, I think, what did they say today? There might be one co-owner that's an African-American in the National Football League. If you don't change the dynamic of a room in the hiring process, that the room has African-Americans in it, how are you ever going to diversify the coaching staff and everything else?
As long as the people are qualified to do the job.
Right. No, I'm just saying, but
you don't hire a face to do a job.
Agree with that.
Okay.
But I think they fight an uphill battle.
Oh, absolutely. No. I'm not saying that. I agree with that, but it's you can't start hiring out of fear, can you?
Oh, no. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Wow, it's good today. I like it. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
Frederick Douglass was...
Please gamble responsibly. Gambling.com.
Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Drive home safe. We're getting close to the weekend, man. We need to get you home safely. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's part of the Steen on Sports family, who, by the way, just had its 1 year anniversary about 45 minutes ago.
There you go.
So, very excited about that. We've come a long way from that first show to right here.
It was under the moniker of Steen on Sports.
Steen on Sports, yes.
It was an evolution of what had been
Before. Begun. Yeah. You can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700TheChamp. You also can check us out on Facebook at 1700TheChamp as well. He's actually a Facebook guy, so maybe we can post more things on Facebook. Aren't you a Facebook guy?
Well, don't look at me like, geez, like I'm old. But
no,
maybe
I do Facebook. I just don't do it very often.
We've got a lot of
and
friends.
I actually do think that I have control of 1700's Facebook page too. So
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, yeah. I've put stuff on there too. So cool. But no, we can work on that when we get our schedule for actually going out again into the remotes.
Yes, we need to do that. We need to see. We have a bunch of stuff we need to sit down and have meetings about. Okay. Oh my gosh, I need to pull up Laser Home Services. Laser Home Services is who we're going to talk about next. I have my spiel for Laser Home Services down pat. I do not have their phone number down pat because I can't even remember my own phone number. 515-758-7764. If you have an issue with either your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical, you can give Laser Home Services a call. Or you can check them out at laserhomeservices.com. Great customer service. Service guys are really good. I mean, it gets to a point where, I'm trying to think. The thing that I like the most is I knew when they were coming because most of us aren't at home during, well, more of us are at home during the day now than ever before. But you know when they're going to be at your door and you know what's wrong and the cost before they even do anything else. I like that too. Those are the two big things. I've had heating and cooling done. I have not had electrical or plumbing done. But I have an old house, so that's not going to be, we have a new house and an old house. We don't have a new house. Nana has a new house, but, they are, it's just it's the full package with service and dollars because they're really reasonable too. Once again, one of the reasons why we have them doing this with our show. It's just something that we believe in. Once again, Laser Home Services, 515-758-7683. Okay, so we can put the, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the Brian Flores thing to bed.
No, back burner.
Back burner.
It ain't going to go to
bed. No, it's not going to go to bed.
It ain't
going to
bed for a long time.
We'll go to the back burner probably Tuesday, if that works, that we're doing Tuesday, Thursdays, or whatever works. We'll talk about it sometime next week.
You know, if you say it, it'll happen. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's what we're going to now. We're trying to get Wednesdays in there, but you know, that whole adulthood thing on my part. Sorry about it.
Trust me, man. I totally get that. Some of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today is, this was one of the things that people were talking. I mean, I get sent stuff all the time. I get text messages on people's numbers that I should know who they are, but I don't ever actually enter them into my phone. And they're saying, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that?
Yeah.
One of the ones today
you might want to figure that out there, Brian Belichick.
Exactly. <saying. laughs> Hello. AAA baseball is going to play 150 games this year. I think it's six more than what they normally play.
Yeah, just the Lie Cubs added four more or something. Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. A lot of people were speculating when Josh McDaniels went to Las Vegas that, you know, what was Derek Carr's future? And Josh McDaniels came out today and said, the reason I went to Las Vegas is to work with Derek Carr.
Absolutely.
The rest of it, we have work to do, but that was the one solid that we knew coming in. That's why I'm here. So I thought that was kind of cool. Ken Dorsey took over the offensive coordinator job for Brian Daboll for the Buffalo Bills. I think he was a backup quarterback for all kinds of people. Ken Dorsey was a Miami Hurricane.
Yep. And then what? The offensive coordinator for Kansas City just went to go to the Giants.
Right. To work with Daniel Jones. And I think I wrote that down, or I took a picture of that one too, because that's such a great segue. Here's the thing that the New York Giants said. We spent this draft pick and this money on Daniel Jones. They really didn't spend a lot of money, but we spent this draft pick on Daniel Jones. Was it the right one? Was it the wrong one? Those people are no longer here, but we are.
Right.
This young man was put in a horrible position because nobody knew what they were doing. Nobody had a system. Nobody did anything. And we just let him get pummeled. We're not going to do that. Now, after this year, and we are going to come in, we are going to give him a system. That's why they hired Brian Daboll, because that's what he did with Josh Allen.
Right. Because you got somebody from the Bills.
Yep. He sat down on his hands and said, okay, I got 10 fingers, and Josh Allen's good at eight things, and the other two that I'd really like to do, he's not. So now I've got eight fingers, and this is what we're going to do. But what we have to do is we have to make sure that when we do these eight things, that nobody can tell that which one of these eight things we're going to do, because we're always going to be doing something different to set it up.
Right.
Hence scheme. And exactly. When you and I talk, that's always been, you can't out muscle and outwork a defense anymore. They're too talented on that side of ball. Remember when it used to be said all the talent plays offense and they just throw, well, it's not that way anymore. There's talent on both sides of the ball. I'm not even so sure that because of offensive linemen, not that they're not athletic, that there's not more athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. So what do you have to do? You have to figure out ways to mess people up. So when they're calling and saying Omaha, Omaha.
Right, that's where I was just going to go there, because you think about the evolution of now you've got an adjusting defense and you've got the audible, if you will, to change. It's the chess match. We're going to set up and show them this, but then they're going to adjust to that. Then what, I mean, yeah, it's.
And that's the funniest thing. And I just thought about this because I couldn't sleep last night. So these things were running in my head. Why were Peyton Manning and Tom Brady so good, but not being able to weren't mobile.
Right.
Well, because if you probably gave them a test or did all that stuff, they're probably two of the smartest people that have ever played football.
Right.
And so there was nothing the defense could do that they hadn't seen, thought of, worked through. So they always
they're
could
constantly
go,
forecasting. They it's like, always, oh, they're going to do this. We're going to do this. So then I'm going to do it. Right.
Right. And it's so fascinating when you start watching football that way. And then you go, okay, why did they just move the tight end from one? I mean, Kansas City is awesome. Travis Kelce goes back and forth three different times.
Right.
And they're trying to see who's moving with him.
I'm sorry for my sheepish grin, because I'm in my head, I have Kenny Stabler and Terry Bradshaw screaming, Omaha! Oh, and it's not working at all.
I mean,
so.
Kenny Stabler is staggering back to the huddle going, okay. And they're like, man, Kenny, you got to quit drinking at halftime.
Sorry, and, continue.
And no, so Brian Daboll has to go. Now Daniel Jones has to learn everything all over again. But I don't think he learned anything to begin with.
No, there's it's not like they're peeling off the good layers to, you know,
no, I just think
to come back.
And it's not that much money. And right. He's had a couple of bad years, so he's not going to get that on that next one anyway. So so it's going to be very interesting. But I thought that was a really good hire. And that's why I'm so upset that this came out for your Dolphins, because Tua needed Mike McDaniel to come from San Francisco. I'm telling you, he needed
him. I know. He
needed him.
There is so many clouds that need to clear before they even.
That's toxic now. I know. Yeah. I mean, they'd be lucky if they could call you and I and we go, we'll come to Miami.
Right. Well, it's interesting how, you know, it would have been the weekend into Monday and the talk of Harbaugh, this was going to there, and I'm sure you've got that in your notes to talk about later as well. But there's no more talk about Harbaugh going down to Miami, and we'll evolve into that next part of it as well.
Yeah, here's the really funny thing. If you ever, even with millionaires and billionaires, being arrogant is not a way to go into an interview.
No.
And Jim Harbaugh went into the Minnesota Vikings interview thinking, okay, this is my general manager guy. He brought me in here. This is mine. So I'm gonna act like it's mine. And it totally put them off.
Yeah.
John, even like, I'm trying to think of you and I, because neither one of us are rude people.
No.
John Harbaugh, he looks like a rude person. He looks roughage around the corner.
How uncomfortable does it have to be back in Ann Arbor?
Bad. He was there for 9 hours on National Signing Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As much as I dislike Nick Saban wouldn't have been somewhere on National Signing Day.
No.
Telling you, he just wouldn't have been there. The other one that somebody sent me is that you're looking. We were talking. Mike Tomlin is the last African American coach that's left in the NFL, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have done something that nobody's done in quite some time. 54 years they've had three coaches. Chuck Knoll.
What do you think of the Jameis Winston rumor now?
Bill Cowher. Mike Tomlin would make him work. At least he can move around.
Right. When I heard that, I went, oh, that would work.
It's cheaper than probably getting Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo wants to go to Pittsburgh. It's cold. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got the top of the hour. We'll be back. We got plenty to talk about. right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.